Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
New week spanning out before us. It is the sixth day of February, 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We only have one guest joining us today because I want to have time to cover a lot of news and take your phone calls. And our guest joins us in about 30 minutes. We'll tell you about her a little bit later. But it has to do with free speech. In fact, I don't try to have themes to particular shows, but the theme of free speech is going to come up over and over again today. You know, a lot of you have heard of Ernst Zundel, and then, of course, there's David Irving, both of them alternative historians, and they think that less than 6 million Jews were killed by Hitler. Now, whether you think 10 million Jews were killed or no Jews were killed, it's your right to believe that in a free society. But not with the laws they have in Europe, and now even a lot of liberals are coming out and saying, you know, we're living in a police state, why are you arresting all of these people for their views? But notice the government then leaves the toothless, flat-out white supremacist alone to run around hailing Hitler. It's these particular historians that they're targeting. They're also going after many other classes of individuals for their political speech. So I wanted to kind of review some of that today. And it ties in to what's happened over in Europe with the publishing of the artist renderings in cartoon fashion of the prophet Muhammad. Now, I believe in free speech, and I criticize the New World Order when it tries to restrict our free speech, and I'm going to right now criticize the Muslims that are running around burning things, and as firmly as I can, I'm going to rebuke what's happening. But as usual, there's news behind the news, a story behind the story. We can conclusively prove that this was provocateured, i.e. mockingbirded. They do this all the time. They go have a few people stir it up, stage it, stage a few rallies, and then a better term than mockingbird is, or mockingbirding, would be snowballing. You start the little pebble bouncing down the cliff. If you've ever been in the mountains in an area that has a lot of rock slides and you're up on the side of a hill, you can just throw a little rock off the side and then watch a big pile of rubble slide down the hill. That's what provocateuring and COINTELPRO-ing is all about. So we'll give you the real take on what's happening with the situations in Europe. But I believe in free speech, so we're going to be posting up on PrisonPlanet.com the photo or the artist rendering of Muhammad. And if somebody wants to take a pot shot of me, they can go ahead. Because I believe in the First Amendment. And when George Bush tries to annihilate it, I stand up against him. And when some Muslim Brotherhood individual goes around threatening people, well, you just threaten the wrong person. You just threaten the wrong country. And again, I'm not jumping in on some bandwagon of frothing at the Muslims. I know this was staged. We have it proven here, as usual, in spades, in triplicate. But there are a lot of camp followers who got caught up in the snowball, caught up in the rock slide, who were acting like mockingbirds, repeating what they heard. Polly want a cracker, Polly want a cracker. And I'm not going to put up with it. So you're going to get a good rebuking today. Because we are equal opportunity offenders. Oh, there's a lot of audio clips today. I have an audio clip of the new movie trailer for a film. I can't wait to see it. It's gotten great reviews, but at some levels it looks like a whitewash, and that's why we fight. And I have a new Oberman countdown report where he talks about Bush and Blair wanting to stage a provocation, a problem-reaction solution to go to war with Iraq. And then there's another clip here about retina scanning at public schools. It's all coming up. Massive broadcast today. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a lot of First Amendment free speech news from the U.S., Europe, and worldwide coming up from really three or four different perspectives. What the Muslims are up to, what Western governments are doing, what's happening here in the United States. You know, I tend to glaze over a lot of news. I was listening to the Genesis Network earlier today, getting ready for my own broadcast. And I was listening to the previous show, and the host, God bless him, was actually reading the new sections of the Patriot Act. See, Bush just doesn't want the old one authorized. He always says, pass it again and strengthen it. And I read this 2 weeks ago. I mentioned it on air, but I should do an entire three-hour broadcast on it. But what do you do when there's just hundreds of things every day to talk about? And it clearly does say in there, I was just reminded by the host who was reading it, Barry Brownfield, that it actually says disturbance, any disturbance of the peace. That can be an anti-war sign, an anti-abortion sign, whatever the case may be, whatever it is. It doesn't matter, left, right, conservative, libertarian, Christian, socialist, animist, whatever it is, Muslim, it doesn't matter. They can give you, starting off, a year in prison. And then they claim that if you resist in any way, 10 years in prison and there's tens of thousands of dollars of fines. He was actually reading the bill, and it just said a disturbance. And then he was reading examples, and of course, hearing these examples just reminded me of somebody with an anti-war shirt on, at a mall, or the Secret Service goes into these town hall meeting parking lots and watches everyone that pulls in. And if you have a anti-war bumper sticker or even a Democrat bumper sticker, they then go into these huge town halls that might have 2,000 people in it, and they actually arrest you. In fact, they don't just kick you out in some cases. They just go ahead and arrest you. And there's been video of it. They just drag you out by your hair and then claim that if you fell down while they were dragging you, that you resisted them. In fact, we have video on PrisonPlanet.com of what New York cops do. They will run right up on camera. They don't even care if there's cameras on, and run into you. They'll run in, bump their chest into you, and then scream that you've assaulted them, and then beat you down, and then charge you with felonies. And I mean, there could even be video, the cops. And that one of their favorite things in New York is that, you know, the bicycle cops are real good on those bicycles because they ride them every day for years. And this bicycle cop comes riding up, and he did what I did back when I was like 12 years old on my little, you know, huffy dirt bike. You jump off backwards, pushing yourself off the handlebars, and you throw the bike into the crowd. There's a crowd marching, a permitted crowd. You shouldn't even have to have a permit. And they're marching. And it says, no police state on the front of their banner. And the cop just rides right up on his bicycle in the park, straight towards them, clearly on video, on purpose, launches off his bike, sends it flying into them, and then just starts wailing on people. And then, of course, there were undercover cops in the crowd, posing as some of the peace activists. They start wailing on people, choking them. I mean, you can just see video of cops setting people up. We're sick of it. What did we do to deserve this? How warped are your brains that you think you can just come beat us up and then charge us with felonies after you beat us up? It isn't enough that you beat us up. Then you're going to put us in prison for it. And so we have this whole backdrop. I mean, folks, there are three or four articles every day where the Defense Department is spying on milquetoast groups. They have what, the critical mass bike riders, who weren't even political concerning the war. They were out there riding for more bike lanes and complaining about bike riders who died for memorials, out there with families, little kids on the backs of bikes with their parents. One of the biggest biking organizations in the country, millions of participants nationwide, started in San Francisco, and it's admitted that the CIA was there advising the NYPD on how to spy on them. See, any group that's involved, any group, who cares, anyone. And that's what came out in the old COINTELPRO documents from the 1960s and 70s, when some of them got declassified. It was black preachers, white preachers, the Baptist preacher, all the prominent members of the community. Anyone who has pull with the public, even if you serve them, they got a file on you. They're watching you. They got dirt on you. They're crooks. They're the dirty mafia. The government's been taken over by mafia. I mean, members of Nixon's administration went to prison for enemies list, went to prison for spying on people without warrants. And Bush now stands up on TV every other day, and his surrogates do it five times a day. I mean, they're just all over TV, all over radio, all over Face the Nation and Meet the Press and the National Press Club. They're out there, full court press, telling us that, oh, yes, he's got this right. In fact, yesterday on the Sunday news shows, the Republican leader of the Senate got up and said, I have the quotes right here. I could spend an hour on this one article. See, that's the problem. It's overload here. It's overload. And just says, oh, yeah, the president under the Constitution has the authority to do whatever he wants above Congress or any federal judge or anyone else or any law. He actually says it. The quotes say that. It's even worse than what I just paraphrased. Now, the president swears an oath to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There are hundreds of federal laws. When he breaks a law, he's broken a law. He has to follow the law. But they know the general public hasn't read the Constitution. So now the twist is the Constitution says we can do whatever we want when it says the opposite. It's just bald-faced lies. It's like the head of the NSA last week at the National Press Club, out there giving his speeches, lying. He gets up, and as I've since gotten the entire video from C-SPAN, it's even worse than what you saw on Oberman's program, and he says, the Fourth Amendment does not say we need warrants, does not say we need probable cause. No, it doesn't. And the reporters are going, yes, it does. He goes, no, it doesn't. And most people watching that, they go, well, he doesn't lie. You know, he just said it with a straight face. I mean, the straightest face you can imagine. But you watch these guys, most of them are good at lying, but they still do a tell. They'll, every time they lie, because I'll watch it, when they're not lying, they don't do it. Every time they lie, there's a certain twitch, or they'll touch their nose. Well, it's like playing poker. You learn that people you learn their tells. And you're sitting there, and just Bill Clinton's one of the only people I know who doesn't do a tell. Bush just does it constantly. He does a little gang member smile, or that nod and that wink, or that thing with his hands out front. Just not a good liar. Not a very good liar. And so basically all he does is twitch and quirk and do little spasms all day long because it's all lies. Okay, I got a guest coming up in 15 minutes, and I haven't even covered any of the news yet. Let's just play the Elberman piece from Countdown. This is a new piece, not the one where he's exposing the NSA liar, NSA head liar, by just showing the Fourth Amendment on TV. But this next one is about what we talked about on Thursday and Friday, and now it's been picked up by the Times of London, London Guardian. Paul Watson and I, along with his brother Steve, I think have written the best articles on it, bar none, at prisonplanet.com. So three different stories on that website and on Infowars.com covering it in more detail. But here it is from MSNBC. Play it.
Intersection of intelligence and politics was a full-on crossroads of the world collision during the lead-up to the war in Iraq. A potential bombshell of a report in tomorrow's edition of the British newspaper The Guardian, revealing that weeks before the war began, President Bush told our British allies he intended to invade Iraq, even if UN inspectors did not find any evidence of WMD there. The Guardian reporting that there is a British government memo documenting a conversation in which Mr. Bush said exactly that. Another Downing Street memo, ostensibly during a two-hour meeting between the American president and his British counterpart, Prime Minister Blair, on the 31st January 2003. As a result, Mr. Bush apparently telling Mr. Blair that day that, quote, the diplomatic strategy had to be arranged around the military planning. The British Prime Minister quoted as saying in return he was solidly with the president. Also reported that Mr. Bush even proposed to send American planes over Iraq painted in UN colors to try to provoke Saddam Hussein into firing on them in a kind of updated 21st century version of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Some 3 years later in this country, it is perhaps not surprising that a U.S. senator was today accusing the administration of turning the national intelligence community into little more than a branch of its PR effort. The Senate Intelligence Committee's annual hearing on worldwide terror threats, giving lawmakers their first chance to directly question administration officials about the NSA's domestic spying program. Democrats outraged that the administration is refusing to provide more details about domestic spying.
I'm deeply troubled by what I see as the administration's continued effort to selectively release intelligence information that supports its policy or political agenda, while withholding equally pertinent information that does not do that. The question I am wrestling with is whether the very independence of the U.S. Intelligence Committee has been co-opted, to be quite honest about it, by the strong controlling hand of the White House.
Let me call in.
All right. So, and by the way, that was John D. Rockefeller III, or whatever his name is, from West Virginia, totally staged. I mean, running the entire operation, one of the top people in the New World Order, aide-de-camp to David Rockefeller, who's about to totally retire out of the Trilateral Commission and CFR, getting a little bit dotty there. And they just do this. It's like Arlen Specter comes out and says, I think what Bush has done is illegal, but we're going to be talking to Gonzalez this week and then others next week. And he may have, now what Bush has done may be illegal, but, and then he adds the caveat, but he may have unlimited power. We're going to decide that. And they got the leader of the Senate and then his whip also running around. Frist and his whip are running around, and I have their quotes in the Associated Press, saying that, no, Bush can do whatever he wants. So, see, Bill Clinton wasn't bad giving supercomputers and missile secrets to the Chinese, or having convicted cocaine dealers in the White House giving him bribes. Well, no, of course he's not above the law, and neither is George Bush. This is America. This isn't Nazi Germany or Cuba under Fidel. It just makes me sick. And now they're going to have a national police force under a huge expanded Secret Service where there's absolutely no First Amendment anywhere, and you go to prison if you speak out. It actually is in the bill.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Government in its own policy documents admits that through the schools they're going to take over the entire society. They're turning the public schools into re-education centers or indoctrination centers. Coming up in the next segment, iScan technology comes to schools. And the federal government's paying for it. Retina scanning for school lunches, retina scanning for library books, retina scanning for the parents to be able to get into the school. Right here in Austin, they make the parents swipe smart cards with their, quote, IDs. When statistically, the schools are extremely safe when it comes to, quote, you know, child predators coming on the school. The threat is the teachers and the coaches. Statistically, you know, that's who's really hurting the kids. And, of course, the students themselves hurting other students. But don't worry, we'll train your kids how to be real prisoners with retina scans and drug dogs searching them and searches in the parking lot and wearing IDs with RFID tracker chips around their necks. So that's coming up. And I want to get into what's happening with free speech as well, not just here in America, but worldwide. We have a guest joining us in the next segment. Right now, though, because I meant to air this Friday, I want to get this aired now. This film's coming out in select theaters, and I want to support it and promote it. It's Why We Fight. But notice, though, that they have McCain playing the part of the good cop in here when McCain is for the war. So they do this so many times. We have the, quote, people on the opposition who are really in the same camp, like Hillary and Schumer and, of course, many others. But go ahead and roll this trailer. The first thing you're going to hear is Eisenhower from his farewell address in 1961. And we've aired that entire address, by the way, here. We should do that again. It's about 30 minutes long, where he lays out how the military, the people that own it, are just going to take over America. That was Eisenhower warning you. And now that's what's happening using the rubric, the red herring of terrorism, which the globalists manufacture themselves. So here it is, the trailer for Why We Fight.
From the White House, we present Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. In the councils of government, we must guard against the military-industrial complex.
The United States is the greatest force for good in the world. We have not an obligation to go out and start wars, but certainly to spread democracy and freedom throughout the world.
The defense budget is $750 billion. Profits went up last year well over 25%. When war becomes that profitable, you're going to see more of it.
There is a huge flow of cash into defense industries.
$66 billion for our men and women in uniform.
$100 million to upgrade 10 additional B-1 bombers.
You do have to follow the money.
It's the representative's duty to bring home the bacon.
God bless our contractors.
Now, kids are dying. Billions are being spent every month.
And the American people are scratching their heads going, how'd we get here?
This is not about one president or one party.
When does the United States go from a force for good to a force of imperialism?
We've got an empire. There is no excuse for 725 American military bases in 130 foreign countries.
I think numbers almost are distracting.
9/11 showed us war can be privatized. Destruction can be privatized.
What we are risking is the republic itself.
Collusion is our business. Collusion with the military.
We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Well, so you see, that's the reason this broadcast is growing and has gained so many new affiliates. Where this broadcast is exploding right now. That's why the web traffic to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is just growing and growing. And listen, I'm not bragging. It is humbling. It freaks me out. We need to all of us do a better job on my team, and myself included. We do a great job. We need to do a better job. You know, when one of my websites, not two combined, but one this weekend, was rated with more traffic than the Dallas Morning News. Yes, millions of people every couple days to one of my sites. Now, again, I'm just one person in this fight. That is so encouraging. People are listening. Back when I told them about camps 10 years ago, they weren't listening. But see, they heard me. They just didn't believe it. Now they see it and they go, whoa, this guy knows what he's talking about. And again, you can know what you're talking about. It isn't hard. It's all public. It's all right here. They all brag about what they're going to do to you and how you're stupid and how you're a slave and how they're going to pull this on you. And how they own both parties. We can wake up and get this country back, or we can watch these criminals carry out more terror attacks. And really, you think privatization's gotten bad now, where these private corporations become government, and the mercenaries are on the streets of America? I mean, Houston Chronicle, Halliburton building emergency camps for you and your family in America now. Chicago Tribune, Halliburton runs the slave camps in Europe with the kidnapped families working as slaves. I mean, I'm sorry that sounds crazy. I'm sorry. But it's real, folks. This is who we're dealing with. We're dealing with cold-hearted killers. We're dealing with the real evildoers. You want evildoers? We've got the evidence on evidence on evidence. Legion upon legion of evil. It's just everywhere. Pick a target, any target. Throw a dart any direction you want. You're going to hit evil on the nose. So pick a target. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, later in the next hour, I'm going to get into the Muslims out, what looks to be spontaneously burning embassies in the Middle East and threatening to do it, of course, in Europe itself, and saying that you better not show the Prophet Muhammad a caricature or a likeness, period, much less one making fun of him. And it's free speech, folks. I mean, obviously, if I owned the newspaper, I probably wouldn't encourage my my editorial cartoonist to make fun of Jesus, Muhammad, anybody. I mean, it just stirs up trouble. But if somebody got in trouble for it at another paper and people were threatening to kill him, I would then publish it on the front page, which is what we're doing right now on PrisonPlanet.com. We believe in free speech. We believe in free speech for everybody, whether it is some distasteful caricature of Muhammad or the Virgin Mary art display with elephant dung all over it. Because the minute you start arresting people, or you start, and they've arrested journalists in Jordan who have published it, then everybody loses their free speech, and people need to figure that out. Speaking of free speech, but I'm going to comment more on this. There's more behind the story, and that's coming up. We have Professor Deborah Lipstadt, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, and she's got one of the best-selling history books of the year right now. She'll tell you about it. But here's the BBC headline I saw last week. Irving, let the guy go home. David Irving, the infamous British war historian, is today sitting in an Austrian jail accused of denying the Nazi Holocaust. So why is an American Jewish academic who dramatically crushed Irving in the British court saying he should be released? And again, Professor Lipstadt, who I have, I think I saw her on 60 Minutes a few years ago when she beat him in court. He went after her for libel, saying it wasn't true. And of course, David Irving says that most of the Holocaust is exaggerated or didn't happen. And I, frankly, I haven't investigated it that much, but I know this Hitler did kill a bunch of people, folks. Wasn't a very nice person. I'm not here to debate that, though. If somebody wants to say 10 billion Martians were killed by Hitler, or, you know, true, false, whatever, it's their right to say it. And if Irving wants to say no Jews were killed, I think it's his right. If people want to say that 6.5 million were killed, it's their right. And it's our right as historians to debate it and talk about it. But enough from me. Professor Lipstadt joins us from here in the United States. Professor, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm first off, just in a nutshell, tell us your history with David Irving.
About 10 years ago, I wrote a book called Denying the Holocaust, The Growing Assault on Truth and Memory. And it was essentially a book which investigated the history of Holocaust denial and demonstrated that, or argued that, deniers are nothing but anti-Semites, and many of them are racists and conspiracy theorists. And I showed how they manipulate information, et cetera, et cetera. In the book, I devoted maybe 200 words to David Irving, saying that the man denies the Holocaust, and making the argument that he is someone who knows the truth. He knows the documents. It's not like he's been misled. He knows the documents, and he lies and distorts them, and by implication that he was also a racist and an anti-Semite. Well, he sued me for libel in a British court where the burden of proof is on the defendant to prove the truth of what you said and not on the plaintiff or the claimant to prove the falsehood. It's essentially a mirror image of what we have here in the United States. So I was essentially tied up in a lawsuit with him for close to 6 years. Years of preparation, 4 months in trial, and then about a year and a half of appeals.
But then you ended up in the big high British court beating him. He lost.
Beating him totally on virtually every point. The judge ended up calling him a liar, a distorter, a falsifier of history.
Okay, tell us about your new book.
My new book is called History on Trial, My Day in Court with David Irving. And it's the story of the trial. It's my personal story as well. It weaves three themes together. It's a courtroom drama, because this was a pretty dramatic scene in the courtroom, and how we built this case and really left the guy on the floor, on the mat. It's a historical in showing how deniers manipulate, how they lie, showing their tactics, and showing that once you track the footnotes, that their whole argument falls down like a house of cards.
Now let's fast forward to David Irving. For a few months now, he was over in Austria to give a speech, and they arrested him under these laws. Tell us about those laws.
In 1947, Austria passed a law making it illegal to minimize the crimes of the Third Reich, and included as part of that is minimizing or denying the Holocaust.
But Hitler had laws saying you couldn't undermine the Reich. I mean, I see it as Hitlerian.
I think, you know, when it's considering that, you know, while I'm against, in principle, against laws that make the Holocaust denial illegal, because I'm a pretty much of a firm free speechist, I understand Germany and Austria's sensitivity. Remember, the whole thing started there. I don't want to judge them in that regard.
You say, Professor, let the guy go home. He has spent enough time in prison, 3 months. I don't think he should spend any time in prison. So, I mean, where do you stand on this? Do you think he should serve 3 months in prison or no time in prison?
The fact is that by the time he violated Austrian law, he knew he was violating Austrian law. Austria is a democracy. Their people have democratically passed these laws.
Is America a democracy?
I think so.
So in America, if 51% say put you in jail if you deny the Holocaust or criticize homosexuals...
No, I think it's passing...
Hold on, Professor. We're a republic. So if 99% doesn't like 1%, that 99% can't pass a law saying the 1% goes to jail.
Clearly, that's the difference between a democracy and
a republic.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And I agree with you. But I also understand in 1947, Austria remember the Holocaust, the Hitler was an Austrian. The whole thing started in Austria as much as it started in Germany.
No, I know, and then he was in Vienna, and then he went to
right,
World
exactly,
War I, and he was
exactly.
In...
So Austria was part of this. So there's, I understand, I don't agree, and I wouldn't have agreed with the passage of the laws, but I'm trying to understand the historical context of why they decided to do this. But at this
well, Professor,
point,
let me bring this up to you, because this is why I've got you on, and I'll just lay my cards on the table, okay? Right. I don't like white supremacists, and I don't, I'm not into all of that, but at the same time, I don't like black supremacists or Hispanic supremacists. I don't even know if you're aware those groups are out there and quite large, a lot bigger than the Ku Klux Klan. But at the same time, I believe that Ernst Sundel and David Irving have a right to write what they want and do what they want, and I know our government's signing treaties, more and more of these foreign governments trying to regulate the web, and
I've
I know
never, it's not never, even... I've never said they don't have the right to say
no,
what
I know.
They want.
I'm trying to get your take on that.
I have. They have the right to say what they want. I don't think anybody has the responsibility to put them on their show or give them a platform to speak or invite them into their university or their schools or their clubs. No one has a responsibility to invite liars.
Well, that's not free speech. I mean, free speech is
no,
if you want to go start a newspaper, you can just go start one.
You can start one, but if I publish a newspaper, it doesn't mean I have an obligation to put every idiot on my who's a liar on my editorial
well,
page.
Well, who's saying that? I didn't say that.
No, free speech is that the government doesn't have a right to regulate who goes in.
No,
and
I agree with you, but I mean,
the point I'm making is I never have ever called for laws against Holocaust denial.
Well, you just made a point that I agree with. I have these people that say, we want to come on your show, you better let us.
No.
You're not giving us free speech. And I go, free speech, you know, a private property rights doesn't mean you have the right to come move into my house.
Bingo, you're absolutely right. You're
so
absolutely
what I'm saying
right.
is I agree with you.
Fine. And I'll tell you, some of my colleagues at various universities don't get that point. They think free speech means, and some of the students think free speech means you have to give everybody a chance. That doesn't mean you have to give everybody a chance. It means the guy wants to stand in front of your building making his speech, he can do it. Doesn't mean he has the right to step one side foot inside your building if it's your building. In any case, but...
But, I mean, let me just add this, because, I mean, what you're saying is true about free speech, and a lot of people really get it confused. But on the other side of the coin, we have the Bush administration targeting peace groups, activists. They're trying to pass a new national police force. That's how Hitler's SS started. Mm-hmm. They were his secret service, his guard, then became the national police. Did you know that Specter introduced a bill that's probably going to be passed, tacked on to the new Patriot Act, where if you, quote, do anything to be, quote, disruptive, you can spend a year in prison or more?
Well, that I don't. Instantly. I don't. I'm not. I don't want to comment on that because I'm not up to date on that.
I can
that.
Read the bill to you.
I'm sure you can, but.
Well, I mean, you see, you don't want to comment. Well, I mean, are you aware that there is an attack on, quote, the classical left's free speech right now in America?
I think that there have been attempts, and certainly if these reports are true, that there's been monitoring of ecological groups and groups that want, you know, various and sundry other things, that I think that's kind of outrageous.
Well, they don't let you in a Bush town hall meeting that's advertised.
I think that's outrageous. I think that's outrageous. I mean,
they claim it's open to the public, and it really isn't.
Right. I think you're right.
You have to sign little forms swearing you're
that's
a Bush supporter.
Right. You won't get an argument on me on that.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, but specifically on, I think in terms of David Irving, I have 2 points here. One is the free speech issue. The second is a strategic point, a tactical point. And the tactical point is that I'm concerned that if they keep him in jail, he'll turn into a martyr for the cause of free speech. And people like you and others with all goodwill, and I'm not saying that you'll agree with anything he says. You don't have to agree with anything he says. We'll begin to say this is outrageous. He's a martyr on the altar of free speech.
Professor Lipstadt, I agree. It's already happened. Do you know what's happened with Ernst Sundel?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that case has turned millions of people against people like yourself.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, Ernst Sundel is in jail not simply for Holocaust denial, but for his connection with various terrorist groups, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to stay with Irving for the moment. But I think it's...
Well, wait a minute. You said terrorist groups. I haven't read that in the Canadian papers. What are you saying?
Well, I'm going to stay away from that. I have not followed... I'm not as currently up to date right now on Sundel as I am on
should
Irving.
We go to, should people go to jail just because the government claims they have
no,
terrorist connections?
No, of course not. Of course not.
The poor guy's lived here since he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, now he's in a German jail.
Look,
and they know they're just going to use him as a template to put me in prison.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think that's exactly correct. But in any case, I think there's a strategic element here, too, and you're illustrating it exactly, that while you may abhor what Zundel says,
yes,
you end up having to defend him.
Yeah, he's a cause celeb right now.
That's right. You're right. And I don't want that to happen. Look, by the end of my trial, David Irving was the laughing stock of the British press. He at one point, he turned to the judge, and instead of saying, "Your Lordship," he said, "Mein Führer." You know, another time when we asked him to prove how he could prove, he made a claim about someone being at Goring being at a meeting and, you know, whatever it was. We said, "How do you know he was there?" He said, "Oh, that was author's license." Or another time.
What does Mein Führer mean? I mean,
Mein
leader,
was
but
how you greeted Hitler.
No, I know it means mein leader, but why was he saying it to the judge?
He looked at the judge and instead of saying "Your Lordship," he said "Mein Führer."
So
it was a mistake.
I
don't think he meant it.
So you think it was a Freudian slip?
I'm not a psychologist. I'm not saying he meant it and did a sick heil or anything. I think it was a slip. But
he wasn't like Dr. Strangelove going, "Nah, Mein Führer, I can walk."
Well, when he did it, a friend of mine who was sitting there started to grab onto his arm just like a scene out of Dr. Strangelove. It was quite amusing. Even the judge was laughing.
Of course we can create a group of belly bombs connected to computers.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
In any case, Alex, my point is that I think that, you know, the guy was left. The final chapter of my book, History on Trial, is called The Court Jester. And it makes the argument that it's one thing to defeat your enemy. It's another thing to leave them wrapped in ridicule of their own making. That they sort of become a mock. They've made themselves into a mockery.
So you don't want to make a martyr out of these people.
Exactly. And, you know, after the trial, I decided I had been doing so much press and traveling so much. I just decided one day I was home, wanted to go rent some movies. So I went to the local store, and I picked up two movies without thinking what I was getting. I rented Charlie Chaplin, The Great Dictator, and Mel Brooks, The Producer. You know, and when I got to the checkout counter...
Those are both good movies, huh?
Yeah, very excellent movies, first-rate movies, classics. When I got to the counter, the clerk, who, much to my amazement, actually knew something about film, said, "You interested in Hitler or comedy?" So I said, "Both, I guess." And then I realized why I had rented those films, because what we had done to David Irving is left him, not purposely, he did it to himself, but we just put the ammunition out there. We just put the information out there. He was left looking completely silly. His arguments showed that he completely lied and distorted and made up things.
But you know, Professor, I think part of the problem is, just from what I've seen, even in mainstream press reports, is that years ago, especially with the Soviets, they did, because there have been revisions in numbers, you know, not below the 6 million point, but, you know, at particular camps where, 4 million died at this camp. And they go, "No, actually a million did."
Well, what happened? No, you're right. But that's a good point. That's a very good point. And right after the war, the Soviets said 4 million people had been murdered at Auschwitz. When people began to go over the records and look at it more carefully, they realized that's impossible. It had been 1 million. And
so that's probably where the stories kind of started.
Well, no, the people were denying even before that. But, of course, every time. So the good, serious historian said, "Well, it's a mistake. You correct it. You don't stand by it." I'll give you another example. The idea of people being made into soap. We have no evidence that they ever were able to do that. That it wasn't, I hate to say this when you're talking about human beings, but it was never financially efficacious. They couldn't do it for what it would cost them to produce soap out of cadavers. So when people say to me, "Oh, they made people into soap," I say, "No, we don't really know that that's true, and probably it's not true." I'm not saying by that consequently the Nazis were good guys.
I'll tell you what we do know that nobody wants to touch, that IBM, Mr. Watson, that the tattoos were to be entered into those computers, and that IBM today is at the forefront of digital IDing today, and that nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, the IBM story is much more complicated than we have time for, but you're right. The early IBM did help with the categorizing of people's racial identity and when the Nazis were doing identity cards.
And they're at the forefront of that technology today.
It may be a leap to make from the IBM of 41 to 41 to the end of today.
I happen to know what their global policy is, their global strategic outlook and plans.
Okay, that could well be, but I'm
another subject, I understand.
Right. But in any case, I think the point is that the guy was left looking ridiculous and really pathetic. And that's the point.
But Professor, my point is this. You, and I'm not saying you're having it both ways, but there's a little bit of that. You know, you're saying, well, 3 months is enough, and you say, well, I'm against people, you know, in principle going to jail for their speech,
mm-hmm.
but it's their law. No, I think that you don't replace one evil with another evil, and, you know, it's just like, you know, what Bush is doing. Well, I'm fighting the evil of terrorism, so I'm above the law. No,
mm-hmm.
you can't do that, and so,
well,
I mean, I'm asking for a statement.
The analogy may not be quite right, because in this country, the argument is, and I happen to agree with it, is that some of the things that have been done have violated American law. So it's, I don't know.
So wait a minute, you really are for then going after these people?
No, not at all. I'm saying that for instance, the hearings that are going to take place today, I think, in Arlen Specter's
committee.
Oh, you're
talking about Bush, okay.
Yeah, that those things violated the law. So I'm not saying that you know, it is an analogy that I'm for going against certain people.
I understand. Final segment with you, Professor. Quick 3-minute break, and then I want to come back and talk to you on the other side. Final segment with you, and we'll plug some websites in your book as well. And we're talking to Professor Deborah Lipstadt, and she's the lady that beat David Irving a decade ago whenever he sued her for libel or slander there in the British courts. We'll be right back and talk to her. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Professor Deborah Lipstadt, best-selling author, joining us. And regardless of which side of this debate you fall on, folks, we should all agree on the First Amendment, free speech, no matter what country you're in, free speech. My two final points to her are, I want to get her comment on the whole Prophet Muhammad cartoons and how that ties into this whole free speech debate, and a lot of that coming up in the next hour. And then I want to add the point to her. She mentions the word conspiracy theory, and let me tell you how this works. One group gets mad at me because I won't sit here and turn this into a bash Israel fest. And then because I do talk about government corruption, it's also like a little label that is used where if you criticize anything the government's doing or the policy of the Federal Reserve or the policy of globalism, they go, oh, that's code for anti-Semitism. So I also think there's this rampant paranoia by some of the academics and others, or maybe it's just a good tool because it's a good brush to paint somebody black with, that, you know, it's almost like, you know, no, you're going to, you know, take the label. You're going to hate us. You're going to bash us. You know, so I've always been like, being pulled both directions here because these labels are so powerful, everybody wants to use them. Professor, can you first comment on what I was just saying?
Yeah, first of all, I hate labels. I don't like to label people. I'm very careful before I even say something is anti-Semitic, much less someone is an anti-Semite. I think you have to be very careful with what you call people. So in that sense, you won't get an argument from me. In terms of the, you know, you mentioned earlier the Muslim cartoons. While I may think some of those cartoons are insulting to, and obviously they are insulting to Muslims, free speech is, you know, the publisher of that paper, the editor of that paper, may have shown poor judgment. But he certainly, if there is a real free speech in Denmark, he didn't break any laws.
And well, you're allowed to have bad taste.
That's right. The First Amendment gives you the right to go out on the street, stand on a street corner, and make a blathering idiot of yourself. That's exactly.
But now this is the point I want to bring up on that as a caveat or a side issue. How does Europe claim it has free speech in the very countries where you can't say that the Holocaust numbers are lower, but then they say
The number, that's why, because it gets very slippery. You can't say the Holocaust didn't, what Irving didn't say, he didn't debate the numbers. He said there were no gas chambers, there was no Holocaust.
Okay, but I mean, now we're getting off into the little details.
Right.
I'm trying to say is, how do they claim they have free speech to show Muhammad with his head as a bomb, but then...
You're right. I think it's a contradiction. And I think that the same Muslims who are marching in the streets of the various European countries in Arab countries, wherever they are, Muslim countries, should look at their own newspapers. And if they're talking about insulting Muhammad, they should also look at some of the cartoons which are dripping with Jewish blood and could belong in the worst of the Nazi publications. So, you know, you got to be careful, because if you want one thing, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And that's why long before this issue of the cartoons came up, I was arguing against the laws for, you know, outlawing Holocaust denial.
Fire out your website for us, Professor.
My blog is lipstat.blogspot.com, and my book is History on Trial, My Day in Court with David Irving, and I am very gratified, as you mentioned, that Amazon.com has declared it the number 4 best history book of the year. So,
All right, thank you.
It's a good read.
All right, thank
you very much. Take care.
Yeah, you bet, Professor. Take care. All right, and again, I got her on her to grill her and to nail her down, where she's kind of going, well, I'm for free speech, but kind of not. So that's why I had her on, and I'm going to comment more in the next hour on it. I'm out of time right now, and you can comment on it, too. We'll open the phones up, 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about Israel? Talk about Arabs? Want to talk about Muhammad? Well, this is your chance. 1-800-259-9231. The last 30 seconds of this hour, PrisonPlanet.tv, 14 of my films, dozens of other films. Got Loose Change 2 up there on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Carrying a bunch of new books and videos at the InfoWars.com bookstore. Go to InfoWars.com, secure yours today.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.